This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's Wednesday, the 16th of May, and let's stay with the calendar here for a second, if we might, because we now know the next key date in the European debt crisis. June 17th, is it? There was word from Athens early this morning there's going to be another round of elections. That's Sunday. Also today, this tidbit, that according to the Greek central bank, almost $1 billion has been pulled out of local accounts just this week. Bank run is the phrase a lot of reports have used, which is kind of a loaded term when an economy is fragile like the Greek economy is. So we called around a bit today to get a reality check, and we reached former teacher, former aid worker, presently unemployed Theodora Oikonomidis in Athens.
Right now, I'm in the street near the central square in my neighborhood, where there are six different banks. And I just went and checked all of them because there's this rumor that people are rushing to the bank to take their money and that there's no money left in ATMs.
Yeah.
Of the six banks, all have cash. There's a total of nine ATMs, and there were less than one customer per ATM when I got there.
Well, what's going on? Because, of course, as you know, the big Greece story today is that there's this huge bank run and $1 billion has left the country.
Well, that's something that I wouldn't know, because, of course, if people are transferring their money abroad, that wouldn't be visible from the street level.
Mm-hmm.
But this fear-mongering that people are rushing to the bank right now and taking all their money, and that banks are going to collapse within the next 2 hours, it's certainly not true in my neighborhood of Athens.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true in the rest of Greece.
Now, I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised to find out, given the economy there the past 5 years, that people still have a lot of savings that they can take out of the country.
The people I know don't have any savings. This is why, anyway, they wouldn't be able to run to the bank to take their savings out. Now, how many those people who still have savings are, I wouldn't be able to tell. I really don't know many of them.
Yeah. What's it been like the past 10 days since the election that didn't really fix anything, and now another election coming up on the 17th of June? What's it like?
Everyone was talking about politics. It was really intense. I mean, there's just a simple reality that's visible in any street of Athens. Austerity is not working. It's not working. The economic situation of the country has not improved. We have a social disaster on our hands, and we have a political system that's falling apart.
So when you go out at night with friends for a cup of coffee or for dinner, assuming you can still do that, what do you talk about? I mean, is this the topic of conversation incessantly, or do you talk about regular stuff?
It's almost incessantly. This is the topic of conversation, politics, and what is going to happen and how the economy is evolving. I mean, okay, occasionally we'll talk about our boyfriends or about what we had for lunch, but I would say that a good 99% of our conversations is about what's happening to our country.
Yeah. Theodora Oikonomidis, we reached her literally on the streets of Athens, Greece. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.